Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey, restaurant owners, operators, managers, leaders, do you have big dreams or big goals for your future in the restaurant business? There's a big difference coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bronfen here, author, speaker, chef, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. The difference between dreams and goals is bigger than people think. A lot of times we dream big. I bet you have big dreams of owning your own restaurant, big dreams of advancing to CEO or general manager or executive chef, or owning multiple restaurants of the same concept or multiple restaurants of different concepts, starting your own little restaurant empire, completely changing the industry, whatever it is. I bet you have big dreams. But I love what Tony Robbins says about the difference between dreams and goals. I'm gonna mess this up. I'm not gonna get the quote perfect. I've heard him say this at live events many times, but basically, the difference between the dream and a goal is a plan. The difference between a dream and a goal is a plan. See, dreams lack a plan. That's why they're a dream. People say to me, and I talk to people all the time that tell me about their dreams, whether their dreams are business related or family related or life related, some more free time that they want, or maybe people talking about all these different things they want to do. And I think that's great. I love dreams. You should dream big. But if you want it to happen, you have to put together a plan. And then it goes from being a dream to a goal. See, we achieve goals. We don't always achieve our dreams. The reason we achieve goals, if they're well thought out and they have a plan, is because they have a plan, a well thought out plan. Now, this video isn't about how to formulate that exact plan. I have other videos about that, plus in the book, Make It Happen, I talk a lot in depth about turning dreams into goals and goals into plans and plans into action items and action items into tasks and how to put those in your calendar. But what I just wanted you to think about right here, right now is some of the things that you think about, some of the things that you dream about, some of the goals that you have, are they goals or dreams? And if they're dreams, put together a plan, an actionable plan, a step-by-step plan of how you're going to achieve it and turn that dream into a goal. If they're goals, or if you call them goals, ask yourself, do they have a good plan? And if they don't have a good plan, then don't call it a goal. Call it a dream, but turn it into a goal by putting together that plan. I know there is a lot of back and forth here, but really just a short video wanting to let you know, I talked to a lot of people, and just this morning I was talking to a gentleman who is a manager at a very successful restaurant group. They have multiple locations and he's not making the money he wants to make. And he's dreaming about all these other things he wants to do in his life and all this travel and everything he wants to do, but he doesn't have a plan to get there. He needs to put together a plan, and that's what I'm helping him with. But some of the problems is that his plan wasn't realistic of how he was going to get there, and so it just stays in that dream category, and I don't want that for you. Anyways, I've talked enough about dreams and plans and goals. What I want to do is I want to let you know that we were hoping by now to have our book, Make It Happen, our first book available. It may be available. It may not be available. We've had some supply chain challenges like everybody else. I'm sure your prices are going up in your restaurant. You're not able to get all the product you want. Well, it's affecting every industry in the world, including books. It turns out that while our book was ready 4 or 5 months ago, it's proving to be harder than we thought to find someone who can print it and distribute it at reasonable prices and at reasonable times. Because our goal is we wanted to create a book that we could give you for free. So if you're inside the United States, or whether you're not in the United States, but if you're in the United States, we have an offer for you to get the book completely for free. All you have to do is pay $7 or $8 or $9. I don't remember exactly what it's going to be. Shipping prices are always changing, but at therestaurantboss.com/books, you can get the book for free. If you're outside the United States, you can order the book on Amazon at a very reasonable price and have it shipped to you anywhere in the world. Or if the book isn't quite ready yet, we have a free chapter available for you at the same website, therestaurantboss.com/books with an S, and we'll have it linked up here and linked down there or on our website. We'll have it available for you. But this is a book that we've been working on for a really long time. We really wanted to write the book and get it out there because I know there's a lot of you out there who've been watching our videos. You love our videos, and maybe you've wanted to work with me one-on-one, or you've wanted to go through some of my courses, but for whatever reason, it wasn't the right time. And we think the book is a great way for you to very inexpensively and very quickly get more exposure to our training and our systems and our processes, and we can share some of our success stories with you through the book. It's called Make It Happen, a tiny book for building a big restaurant business. That's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed. Remember, turn your dreams into goals by creating a plan. Check out the book for free at therestaurantboss.com/books. And remember, systems create freedom. Freedom creates value. Value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. And I look forward to bringing you another great video like this next week. Have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.